Dave and Darren. That's us. We do a morning show on Planet 93.9. And then what we do is we take the very best, the top five things from that show, and we present them here as a podcast. So you're getting the very best. This is like Dave and Darren concentrated.
That's right. The cream of the crop.
Uh-huh. It might be too much for you. You might find you're better off listening to the show.
You might need to cut it with something.
Yes. Maybe listen to the entire morning show and then work your way up to this. But for a lot of you, you have built up a tolerance, and we're sure grateful.
Oh, you're tolerant, all right.
The Top 5 Things podcast, Darren, is brought to us by Nature's Treatment of Illinois,
where you can order recreational items online from the Galesburg location and medicinal items online from the Milan location. Both locations are now open 7 days a week. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter and connect with Nature's Treatment on Twitter and Instagram.
Here we go into the top five things. We'll start with
number one.
Number one.
I love this story. A woman calls in bomb threats at her boyfriend's workplace. And the reason she does it? She wanted to spend more time with him. That's love, people. That's genuine. Called in two bomb threats toward a company so she could spend more time with her boyfriend, Kayla Blake, arrested on Thursday. Her boyfriend was an employee at the Puritan Medical Products Company in Pittsfield, Maine. She called the Maine State Police and told them she was going to place a bomb at the Puritan Medical Products.
And what kind of phone did she use to do this?
I'm going to guess a seashell. Sounds like a lunatic.
Dixie cup with yarn.
I'm making the phone call with my mind. No, she used a real phone to call the Maine State Police to say, hey, I'm putting some bombs there.
Yeah, one that can probably be easily traced.
She called 2 hours later saying she was going to put 4 pipe bombs near the facility.
Did you guys not hear me earlier?
Okay, I feel like there's never been a story of somebody doing a bomb threat that's worked out. I feel like it never works.
Yeah, has it ever worked?
But don't you call the place that you're going to bomb?
Typically.
Calling the state police seems like she's just cutting out the middleman.
Yeah, they might not even be aware of it.
The state cops got in touch with the local cops there in Pittsfield, Maine. They tracked the call down to the town of Etna, and they found this woman, Kayla Blake, 33 years old, interviewing people in the neighborhood. They
like man on the street?
Oh, wait. They found her after interviewing people in the neighborhood. Okay. I guess that makes more sense.
Okay. She's just not out
there. I'm crazy, and I've got some questions.
Do you know who this is? I've got a picture. Do you know who this is?
She's got a Sharpie in one hand pretending it's a microphone.
She's got a picture of Herbert Hoover.
Back to you, Tim and Tammy. She faces a count of felony terrorizing, being held in the county jail in lieu of $1,500 bail. If released, she has to stay away from the company's property and cannot contact them. So there goes your invite to the Christmas party.
Hey, how's your girlfriend? She's not my girlfriend.
Terry, the Christmas party's plus one, but you understand.
You understand this year you...
Kayla can't come.
I know. She just wanted to spend time with me. I've been working so hard here at the medical plant. I've been letting some things slide in my relationship with Miss Kayla.
Puritan Director of Human Resources, Christy Rizzitello, telling the local paper there that the company evaluated their locations, which are all close by. All told, the bomb threats affected 400 people, including employees already on first shift and those on second shift who were told not to come to work.
Terry, we have a problem with the Christmas party. A bomb threat has been called in.
Oh, that's Kayla. Hang on, I'll take care of this.
They're still calculating their losses, but it equates to a full day of production. Employees came back to work on Friday.
Some weren't hating it. Some weren't hating it.
Dude, your girlfriend is choice.
That's a keeper right there. You know, I like him crazy.
You find
I like him a little crazy.
You find someone that's willing to do that for you.
Yeah.
You hang on
tight.
You don't ever let her go away. You
got me on my knees. Kayla.
You're right. 400 employees.
There are some that were like, oh my God, this is a lifesaver.
So I can't come in. I'm not coming into work today, but.
I wish this to happen.
Yeah.
I can't tell anybody.
I made a wish on a falling star.
I can't tell anybody, but I really needed to get out of work today.
I imagine it feels a bit like when you were a little kid and they would say that school was closed because of snow or something.
No, we had a couple bomb threats when we were like, it was almost like a rite of passage or like almost a spring tradition. We had like at least a couple years in a row.
Where was this?
At school.
Really?
Yeah. There was a couple of years in a row. Like we would have been like in middle school or something where.
And someone was phoning in bomb threats.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that you didn't go to school or what did they do?
Well, it was the bomb was for the high school and we were in middle school.
Oh, I see.
So I don't think it affected us, but it affected the high school students. Yeah, like a couple springs in a row.
Choice.
Yeah.
That Kayla is all right with me.
Yeah, those didn't work out either. I think those guys, I think you always kind of get found out.
Yeah, always. There is not a story of a bomb threat that goes well. It just doesn't happen. But when you're phoning directly into the state cops.
That would have been back at, well, maybe they did. Maybe they did get away. That was back at a time where people actually had pay phones.
Yeah.
So like, it made some more sense.
And there weren't cameras everywhere.
And there weren't cameras at the payphone.
Okay.
So it made more sense.
The point in time where you could get away with it, long gone.
Yeah.
We can agree to that,
yeah,
right?
I think so.
But also, I think you would have had a better chance if you had just phoned it in to the company rather than state police.
Yeah, that's what happened. They just called the school office.
I just wanted to see him is all. I wanted more time with him. If I'm guilty of anything, Your Honor, it's loving too much.
Number two.
Terrifying story from Massachusetts of a man who thought it'd be a good idea to go for a late summer swim. This was in a remote western Massachusetts pond. 73.
I'm going to go swimming in a pond. I'm going to go swimming in a puddle.
His 73-year-old man goes swimming in a remote western Massachusetts pond.
I'm pretty scraped up. I was swimming in a puddle.
Yeah. Yeah, way to go, Henry David Thoreau. Everything was going great. He was having the time of his life. When suddenly, out of nowhere, he was attacked by a rabid beaver.
Nice beaver.
You hate when that happens.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
For more than half a century, Mark Pernicici has ridden his bike to a secluded pond. He swims to an inshore island, he meditates, and then he heads back to the shore. Well, earlier this month, on September 6th, his return trip turned into a nightmare when rabid beavers attack.
What are all those? Oh, those are my beaver bites.
That sounds like a delicious snack food.
You're going to need a lot more meditation, man.
I love Mom's beaver bites. He tells the Daily Hampshire Gazette, quote, "The beaver started on my leg. I never saw him. I thought it was some weird mutant lake trout. He surfaced near my head and grabbed my head. He went to bite my head. I punched him a couple of times."
He was trying to turn me into a dam.
He says the beaver attack continued for 5 minutes until he could return to shore. When rabid beavers attack. Can you imagine how long 5 minutes would feel like?
A real long time.
If you're getting attacked in the open water by a rabid beaver?
A lot. Forever.
He tells the Gazette here, quote, "I just had to take the licking and get to shore.
I took the mauling from the beaver."
Take the licking from the beaver. What is this, opposite day? He says, "I just had to take the licking and get to shore. By the time I got to shore, I was exhausted." He says he briefly passed out near his bike due to exhaustion and blood loss. Quote, "If I had to swim 10 more yards, I would have drowned. And if the beaver would have come on shore, he would have finished me off."
That's right. He would have dragged you back into the water.
And not you, so fast.
And then you are part of the dam. You don't want that. Can you imagine? You end up as part of a dam?
I don't know. I could think of worse things to happen.
I suppose.
At least my death would be tragic and hilarious.
Somewhat fanciful.
"If he had come on shore, that beaver would have finished me off. I would not have been able to fight him off. He would have finished killing me." The rabid beaver attack left him with lacerations which included chunks of flesh torn from his arms and legs.
Ugh.
He sustained a fractured finger as well as a lacerated tendon on his left index finger. He says, "I still can't feel my thumb." A communications director for the Massachusetts Division of Fisheries and Wildlife says beaver attacks are rare. Quote, "Almost all of these incidents that we are
that
aware of."
That doesn't help.
Hey, buddy, congrats. You won some sort of reverse lottery. You know what the odds are of having a rabid beaver try to eat you?
Don't tell me. Tell me. Don't tell me.
"Almost all of these incidents that we're aware of have occurred when people are swimming in a beaver pond near a beaver lodge. And a few of those incidents involved swimming with dogs. Each time our biologists felt it was a beaver acting territorial near its lodge, we recommend rabies shots for the person or dog that is bitten." Not the first time a beaver attack has been in the news. You'll remember the story in 2018 when Dan Worley, a man in Pennsylvania, and his daughter were attacked by a beaver while kayaking. Dan telling the press at the time, quote, "It was a big-ass crazy beaver." People who get attacked by beavers are colorful folks. These are great quotes.
Would it surprise you that a beaver lodge is the water buffaloes?
The attack continued on land. And though Worley smashed the beaver with rocks, it wouldn't stop. Quote, "After about 5 more big rocks to the head, it swam away a little bit. And then it came right back. I grabbed a big stick and smacked it on the head 5 times as hard as I could. And the last hit crushed its skull."
He just started laughing.
These beavers are like, it's like Jason Voorhees. You can't kill him. No, thanks. Look at the maw on that thing.
Oh,
that is,
no, no, no.
I don't want to get attacked by that. Look at the teeth on that monster. No, thanks. So now...
Well, yeah, if you can eat a tree...
This seven... Yeah, that's a...
Certainly wow. Eat me.
Gosh, I never connected those dots, but you're right. And if they can carry a big log, they could certainly wheel you around.
Yeah, I got a t-shirt that says, "Eat a beaver, save me."
Jeez.
It's ecological.
"The beaver started on my leg. I never saw him. I thought it was some weird mutant lake trout." That's an odd thing to
think. What's a lake trout?
Well, you know.
Trout in a lake?
Well, that's a thing.
Yeah, but wouldn't you just say trout?
Well, but a trout doesn't attack you like that normally. Normally, if you're swimming with a lake trout, it's not going to
some sort of lake fish. Couldn't you just say fish?
These trout get pretty big. I could imagine that that's what's biting you. I could see it. The lake trout can get kind of huge. He was the one who throws in the word mutant, though. Like it's a lake trout that grew fur and a big tail and. At some point, you have to realize what you're dealing with is an angry beaver, right?
5 minutes.
Yeah. And he says again, "I just had to take the licking and get to shore. By the time I got to shore, I was exhausted."
Like 7 minutes of heaven.
So not only have you been completely mauled and nearly killed by this beaver, now you got to go for the rabies shots. That's no picnic either. Well, Mark, we're hoping for a speedy recovery. Maybe get a swimming pool. Maybe that's enough of swimming in the pond.
Or just walk through the sprinkler and get a sort of a meditation
mat. Get a slip and slide.
Yeah.
And then you can meditate after that.
Number three.
Do you see who they're going to send up into outer space?
Yeah.
William
Shatner.
Shatner.
Who is going up next.
He's 90 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's 90.
Do you think he'll probably cut some commercials while he's up there?
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking this opportunity. Hubley and Abraham. It's like I'm going to try to knock out as many of these as I can.
The 90-year-old William Shatner, slated to be part of the second crew to take a space flight in the new Shepard capsule.
Do you need to clean your CPAP?
That would make him the oldest person ever to be launched into space.
Kind of into space.
Shatner will be on board in October for a 15-minute civilian flight. This is the same thing that Jeff Bezos did, where you get in the penis rocket ship and you go up and then you come right back down. People speculating he might wear his Captain Kirk get up.
Well, you kind of have to.
Do you think?
If you're going to cut the Spock ears.
Well, he's not Spock.
It doesn't matter. It's just
to be a great way to pay tribute.
It's too good a look.
I'm going up there and I've had my ears augmented. Surgically.
I'm
going
to scatter his ashes while we're up there. Oh. And by that, that didn't go well. Because it just, woof.
They did. They scattered Scotty's ashes.
I understand, but that.
James Doohan, right?
I understand that, but Shatner just.
Just opening up in the capsule.
Opens him up in the capsule. Can breathe.
Not a good idea.
Can't breathe.
Not the best. Celebrated his 90th birthday back in March. Hmm. He'll be the oldest person in space. And now that was a record that was just broken by Wally Funk.
Take that, Wally Funk. It's over. Your good time is over.
It was John Glenn's record, and then Wally Funk broke it.
And John Glenn went to space.
Well, there's that. The 15-minute space flight will be recorded as a documentary.
Okay, a documentary of commercials.
He's going to go up there with a bunch of scripts to cut.
Uh-huh, got to cut these scripts. I've got 15 minutes. Go.
No other passengers have been announced for the flight.
There's no room.
This will be Shatner's first physical trip to space. I mean,
he's never even flown in a plane.
He's pretended to go to space a bunch. <They're>
Well, so is Bezos.
Yeah, James Doohan's ashes were sent into space by a rocket launched by SpaceX back in 2012.
Yeah, you don't open them in the capsule.
Uh-huh. Future flights, there'll be more celebrities going on these things, including Tom Hanks, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Justin Bieber. They think this will be a huge event for Blue Origin, that to have Captain Kirk going on a rocket ship into space will be a big
deal. I wonder
deal.
If they're picking some of these people so that if something goes wrong, the collective thing is, well, that's okay.
Are you saying that if Justin Bieber were to somehow die on reentry?
Things happen.
Look.
Nothing's 100%. I think we're all grown-ups here. Grow up, kids. I mean, come on.
Things go wrong.
Yeah.
Go wrong.
Yeah.
In other news, imagine having to read that with a straight face on the news. Like, today's top story, Justin Bieber died. I'm sorry. Justin Bieber. I'm sorry. Let's take that again. Justin Bieber died on impact. That's a shame.
Just to kind of take the edge off.
Mm-hmm. Shatner has been vocal about wanting to go to space. He was hinting at a private flight back in 2020. He also tweeted at NASA that his suit still fit if they wanted to use him on a flight.
You still want this?
Uh-huh. He said in 2020 at a Comic-Con, there's a possibility I'm going to go up for a brief moment and come back down.
But they're like comical Spock ears. Like giant.
He is going to wear the Captain Kirk outfit.
Giant Spock ears.
Don't they have, their own little outfit that they wear, though, these Blue Origin people, right?
Do well, you just put it over, just make it special for him.
I bet they have like a patch that has like the Starfleet insignia or something on it, right? That's kind of cool, but also, if you kill Captain Kirk, that's the end of your business. If this Blue Origin wants to become like the next, you know, tourism thing, how it wouldn't be great. It's not a great look if you kill Captain Kirk.
Flat as a pancake in the New Mexico desert. He was picking up speed when he hit Mother Earth. They were actually accelerating the last 100 feet.
More like William Flatner.
Uh-huh.
Jeez. Well, to be 90 years old and to go into space is something else. We'll see how this goes next month. Again, it'll be filmed for a documentary. And you're right. That documentary is just going to be a bunch of commercials.
The turbo jets kicked in at 100 feet from Earth. We went into sonic overdrive the last 200 feet.
Everyone prepare for impact. I will, but first, I need to talk about reverse mortgages. He's cutting commercials.
And he's cutting commercials. And they've got it in such a situation. They're doing it in some sort of cloud way that,
right.
The crash isn't going to change anything.
if you're killed, if you or a member of your family have been killed by a rocket ship, call Hupie and Abraham. Bill, we've got 45 seconds before we're dead. Okay, I can get another one in. Give me another script. I'll read it fast. He's not even going to have a chance to have fun up there. He'll just be cutting commercials.
Are you constipated because of opioids? Did some sort of turbojets just kick in? Yes, they did, accidentally.
Sorry about
that. All right, I'm going to do this fast.
All right. I don't know, Billy. The rocket's heading the wrong way. could be a case of sabotage.
I don't say sabotage. And just big, giant, like a foam finger size Spock ears.
Right. No, that'll be the video. They're going to say...
At least I left this world. I didn't really leave this world. I kind of penetrated this world.
Blue Origin, this is Houston. You have a problem. You're going to be crashing in 1 minute. He just looks at the camera, takes the ears out, slyly puts them on, winks at the camera.
Let's cut this.
I'm going to do this quick spot for Hupie and Abraham before I go right into the earth.
Do you need Medicare Part velocity. Medicare Part C?
Any chance we could crash this bitch into Tom Selleck's house?
Number four.
You want to stay hydrated, right? Water's the best for that.
Mm-hmm.
Coca-Cola, maybe not the best move.
Yeah.
There's a story here of a Chinese man who drank a 1.5 liter bottle of Coke to stay hydrated, 22 years old, dead as a result of a fatal gas buildup.
So not even 2 liters.
1.5 liters. Chinese man died of a fatal gas buildup. It says here he drank 1.5 liters in 10 minutes. That doesn't seem... I mean, you wouldn't feel good, but would it kill you? I mean, it killed this cat.
I guess it could.
22-year-old patient rapidly downed 1.5 liter bottle of Coke to stay hydrated. 6 hours later, he had a swollen stomach and severe pain. So he goes to the hospital.
And I mean pain strongly.
But now he's dead.
Yeah. Yeah, the tests revealed that this guy, who wasn't believed to have any other underlying health issues, had an elevated heart rate, low blood pressure, and rapid breathing. They do a CAT scan on him, and that revealed that he had aberrant levels in his intestinal wall and portal vein that provides blood to the liver. This, in turn, reportedly caused him to suffer a hepatic ischemia, also known as shock liver, which is caused by a lack of oxygen to your liver. Oh, no, I got shock liver? At that point, they tried to save this guy by releasing the gas from his digestive system. They also gave him medication to help safeguard his liver and other body parts from damage.
But to no avail.
Despite their efforts, his condition worsened, and 18 hours later, he was dead.
Now, what's the new catchphrase for your Coke Zero Sugar?
I need to try it first.
Try it first? Well, take your time.
Yeah, sip it. Sip it. Some doctors say that it's incredibly improbable that he ended up dying from an overdose of Coca-Cola.
Don't drink it like a mongoose.
One biochemist says here, the chances of downing 1.5 liters, or a little more than 3 pints, of a regular soft drink, the chances of that being fatal would be very, very unlikely.
You wouldn't think.
I mean, staggeringly unlikely.
Yeah, so something else might be going on.
Could have been due to a bacterial infection. The bacteria could have formed a pocket of gas in the intestinal wall, which then leaked to other parts of the body. That would make more sense. Because I think I could drink 1.5 liters of Coke, and if you gave me 10 minutes, I could do that.
Sounds doable.
Yeah.
I mean, you might be burping afterwards, but
it's possible, but not necessarily that likely, that drinking a large amount of a carbonated drink would have had an exacerbating effect.
So this is just a coincidence that this happened.
Well, that's what some people are saying here, because it just doesn't make sense that you could overdose on Coca-Cola. Or if you were to overdose on Coca-Cola, like if you told me this cat drank like 6 2-liter bottles, okay, I get it. But not even 2 liters, as you said. They need more information before they can draw conclusions regarding this man's death. Soda-induced health problems are more minor and more long-term. You're not going to die from one session with a carbonated beverage. But if you're drinking it all the time every day, that's when things tend to... You do a number on yourself. There was a story in June where medical examiners ruled that a woman in New Zealand who had a habit of drinking 2 gallons of Coca-Cola a day...
Hello, Larry.
She may have died from complications linked to her excessive caffeine consumption. Yeah, 2 gallons of Coca-Cola a day. I don't think anyone would suggest that you should drink that much Coca-Cola. I learned this weekend, you know, when preemies are born, little tiny babies?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they give them caffeine?
Hmm.
And it's apparently like one of the best things in the world for them. Because it just stimulates everything and helps them, helps them out. When you got a baby and
hot cup of Joe.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're like
just
it's under the care of doctors who know what they're doing, but yeah.
Okay, it might be in an eyedropper, but it's a hot cup of Joe.
How about that?
Five.
Number five.
It's a segment we call I Can't Believe Darren Wasn't On That Flight.
Mm.
You have a history of getting on planes with crackpots.
Medical emergencies and
passenger tried to rush the cockpit of a JetBlue flight.
No, you don't want that.
Before kicking and choking a flight attendant.
Yeah, I hear that there's talk that these people are going to end up on no-fly lists. All the shenanigans that have been going on lately.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea. I don't know that this cat should ever be on a plane again.
Yeah, well, he just might have made the list. Buddy.
Man identified as Khalil El Dahar was angry after trying unsuccessfully to make a phone call about an hour before the flight from Boston was due to land in San Juan, Puerto Rico. So he couldn't make a phone call, and that's why he lost his mind.
So was he on a plane trying to make a phone call?
Yes. Flight from Boston to Puerto Rico, right? An hour before the flight was supposed to land, okay. He tries to make a call. The call won't go through. Half an hour later, he's rushing the cockpit.
Maybe you've got better reception in the cockpit?
Shouting in Spanish and Arabic, begging to be shot. I don't know.
I don't know. Puerto Rico, that could be kind of nice.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if you're going to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
I don't know why you want to get shot.
Flight attendant corralled the passenger until a pilot opened the flight deck door.
No.
At which point, this guy grabbed the flight attendant by the collar and tie. He then choked the flight attendant and kicked the flight attendant in the chest, all while shouting for the pilot to shoot him.
Shoot me.
While he was yelling, he was still holding the JetBlue flight attendant by their tie.
Yeah, maybe we get rid of the ties.
Which resulted from the flight attendant tie tightening, and it ultimately prevented the JetBlue flight attendant from being able to breathe. 6 or 7 crew members were able to restrain this maniac in flex cuffs.
Or maybe we moved to clip-on ties.
But then he broke out of the flex cuffs. The crew then used a new pair of flex cuffs, 4 seatbelt extenders, and a flight attendant's necktie to restrain this maniac to a seat.
Mm.
He's now facing felony charges of interfering with a flight crew.
Yeah, you just made the list.
How many incidences of unruly passengers that have been reported to the Federal Aviation Administration? How many would you guess there have been? Like, what would be the number of incidents where there's a...
Like in the last year?
This year, starting in January 2021, how many incidents of unruly passengers have been reported to the FAA? Not people just being jerks on airplanes. To the point where the Federal Aviation Administration is notified. How many incidents just so far in 2021 would you guess there are? Okay. And give this a serious guess.
Okay, so we're...
And we're 9 full months into the year, right?
1,000.
The answer is 4,300.
Mm.
4,300 incidents of unruly passengers have been reported to the FAA so far this year.
Okay, so that's 10 a day.
Yes. Yes.
No thanks.
A day later, a 32-year-old passenger on a Hawaiian Airlines flight departing Honolulu arrested for third-degree assault after punching a male flight attendant twice. Hawaiian Airlines saying the incident was unprovoked. All the flight attendant was doing was walking down the aisle. The alleged assailant is one Stephen Sloan Jr. He could face up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine if he's convicted of assaulting an air crew member. The flight attendant said to be shaken up but doing well. Yeah, not only should they not be on planes, absolutely throw somebody in prison if they're going to just... You're going to take a swing at a flight attendant for no reason? Not getting on a plane should be the least of your problems.
Mm-hmm. This is certainly something you can't handle.
Unbelievable.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
And just like that, Dave and Darren's top 5 things...
Just like that.
...is done. Hope you enjoyed listening to it. Thanks for downloading it, subscribing it, liking it, leaving reviews, telling your friends, listening. Did I say listening? Listening's the most important. Thanks for doing all of that. And also additional thanks going out to Nature's Treatment of Illinois.
Yeah, they're the sponsor of the podcast, and they have 2 locations, Tech Drive in Milan, West Main Street in Galesburg. Milan is open, well, actually, both of them. Milan and Galesburg both open 7 days a week now. The Milan store offers both medicinal and recreational. Galesburg is recreational only, and the recreational waiting lists are available. Reserve your time by going to the website, ntillinois.com.
Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop.
East Moline,
yeah, they keeping it hot.
Come on, Quad Cities.